Hi, LNA scientists. I'm listening to you in Hong Kong. I listen to you on your podcast, and what a fabulous show it is. The topics are varied and interesting, and you all have unique and enjoyable personalities.
I guess it's referring to
your shining, glittering personality,
thanks.
Helen. He says, you've made my iPod purchase pay back several times, especially if it gets hit by lightning.
Watch out.
No, he says, it's a really interesting question, this. He says, I find that when I clean the earwax from my ears using a Q-tip, naughty, you should never stick things in your ears.
Nope.
I tend to feel an urge to cough. Is this a common reflex? Am I somehow pressing on a coughing nerve with the Q-tip? And if so, is it a data point in support of reflexology or acupuncture? Or am I just a freak?
I've never heard of this, and I certainly don't experience it myself.
No, I was intrigued, actually, because I do know quite a bit about the anatomy of the head and neck from medical school days, and I'd not heard of this, but I looked it up, and there is a cough-ear reflex.
No.
But get this, Paul is very, very rare. Only 2.3% of the population actually experience this. There's something called Arnold's nerve. It's part of the vagus nerve, which supplies the head and neck, and it supplies the back and lower floor of your external auditory canal, the tube where you stick your finger towards your ear. And if you stimulate it, it can provoke a coughing reflex. But as I say, only about 2.3% of people get it on one side of their head, and only 0.6% of people that they've looked at have it on both sides of their head. So very, very rare indeed.
Absolutely special. I've got a very quick question here from Adam Little in Tennessee in the United States. Thanks for writing to us, Adam. That's great. He says, when I ride a lawnmower, it vibrates a lot. And when I get off, well, I hope it does. Obviously, it's doing its job. But when he gets off, his feet feel like they're vibrating, even though the ground below me isn't vibrating. And why is that? I get a similar feeling when I get off my rollerblades. What do you reckon, Chris?
The answer to this is it's all about how your body processes incoming sensory information. Because we have this process called adaptation, where if you have something happening to you all the time, the nervous system shuts off its sensitivity to that thing to avoid sensory overload. So, for instance, if you go around someone's house, you often when you walk into their house, you'll notice that it smells funny. Have you noticed as you go around other people's houses?
Yeah,
it's not just your house,
yeah,
which is very stinky, but other people's houses do
shocked.
Smell a bit funny. And then after you've been there a few minutes, you stop noticing, don't you? Well, that's because the nervous system has this process of adaptation where it switches off its sensitivity to things that are there continuously to stop you having sensory overload. Our bodies are only interested in things that change. So, for instance, if you were in the jungle and you were at risk of a fire, you might get burned alive. The smell of smoke suddenly cropping up, you need to pay a lot of attention to that. But the smell of all the trees around you isn't changing, so your body's not so interested in it. So the answer to this question is that when you're on your lawnmower, the vibration is there all the time. So the body suppresses its sensitivity to it. But then when you take the vibration away, the thing the body's suppressing, now you've got sort of gone the other way. You're suppressing something that isn't there. So your body's saying, well, what is this thing that I'm suppressing? So you start to invent the signal that you're trying to suppress. So it's almost like if you say you've got plus one and you take one away, it goes to zero. But if you take the one away, you then go to minus one. And so what you're sensing is the inverse, the reverse of what you were trying to cancel out. So it's sort of the sensory system cancelling out what was there.
It's
sort of the same thing when you go on a boat or an aeroplane for a long time. You get back on dry land and you've still got sea legs.
Yeah, I get quite land sick sometimes if I spent a long time at sea. So anyway, we are still waiting for your answers to our question of the week, our teaser question, that is. The question of the week comes up a little bit later, but we're asking you this week, how many tons of prehistoric plant matter were compressed and squashed under the earth to create every gallon of petrol that we use to zoom around in our cars?
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.